Unit 10, Lesson B, page 86. 5. Assert yourself. A. Listen to three rather one-sided conversations. Write the number of the conversation beside each description. 1.
Honey, it says here on our credit card bill that someone spent $1,000 on a health club membership. Was that you?
Yes, dear, I did. Fitness is so important to me. And plus, it's a family membership, so you and the kids can use it too.
That's nice, but we really need to save money. I think you should cancel the membership.
Oh, that reminds me. Have you contacted the dentist yet to cancel your appointment for next week? Since we're going on vacation, you won't be able to make it. I'm really looking forward to our trip, aren't you?
Yes, of course. But getting back to what we were talking about, don't you think it would be wise for us to cancel the health club membership?
Well, I suppose I do tend to spend too much. I know how you worry about money, and I don't mean to make you angry. Sometimes I think I just can't do anything right. I don't know how you put up with all my
stuff. Never mind, honey. That's okay. Let's talk again after our vacation.
Okay, dear. Well, I'm off to the health club. I want to look my best for our vacation.
2.
This looks like a good spot, son. I've got a feeling that this is where the fish are. Put down the anchor, son. Careful, I don't want you falling out of the boat.
Okay, Dad.
Here's your fishing rod, son. It's great to be out here fishing. Just us and nature, isn't it, son? Since the beginning of civilization, it's been the same story. Humans and their struggle to find food, the struggle for survival.
Dad?
Oh, I know, son. You're a little young to understand. When you get to be my age, you start to look at life a little differently. You start to see the big picture and...
Could I say something, Dad?
You don't have to say anything, son. I understand. You're glad I took you on this fishing trip. You're happy to be with your old dad in this beautiful place and...
I just wanted to say that there's a hole in the boat.
A hole in the boat? Why didn't you tell me? Quick, start the engine! Let's get back to dry land!
Three. Hello?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Jen. I was just thinking of calling you.
Really? What a coincidence. Well, anyway, I'm calling for a very special reason. This Friday evening, I'm planning a party at my house. It's my birthday. And I'm inviting about 30 friends over. Would you like to come?
Oh, thanks for asking, Jen, but I'm afraid I can't make it.
Can't make it? What do you mean? It's going to be such a great party. I've hired a caterer and a band. Everything's going to be first class. Is it transportation? I'd be happy to pick you up.
That's really nice of you, but that's not the reason I can't come.
Well, what is the reason then?
Well, Friday is my birthday, too, and I'm having a party at my house, too. In fact, I was planning to invite you.